Local businessman Charles Davis is buying the building that's leased by the state and used for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Children's Services, and the Alaska Wildlife Trooper. As part of that purchase, Davis wants to take over the lease of the Burrow Tidelands behind the property from the current owner, Don Thornlow. Davis worked to remove portions of the dock and ramp on those tidelands this year. He plans to repair and restore the dock used by state workers. He explained he'll seek a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the waterfront and told the assembly his time frame for repairing that facility.
We will be pursuing the Corps permit needed to do the dredging, and we've already got a dredge lined up for the project. So hopefully the dredging will be done in the next year, but the dock by beginning of April will be up and working and back in the condition you expected it to be.
Current owner Thornlow has agreed to hold back $100,000 of the purchase price for financing that dock work. Petersburg's assembly voted to wait on the lease transfer last month and said they wanted more info on repairing the boat access for Fish and Game. It's a requirement of the borough's lease that the facility be kept up. And assembly member Cindy Lagadakis wanted to note the facility is not in current usable condition and wanted some time constraints for Davis to complete the work.
Two things.
Please.
One is that the lease is incorrect because it says it's in good condition when it is not.
Okay.
And the other one is that we did not follow through before. I want to put something in this lease that shows our intention that we really do intend to have that facility kept up to standard.
The Assembly passed an amendment to that lease to require the dock work be done by April 1st of this coming year and the dredging be completed by the end of 2018. Only J. Stanton Greger voted against that change. The transfer itself then passed the Assembly unanimously. In other decisions, the Assembly also voted to add property to a January 17th land auction. Those parcels are on Haugen Drive and on 4th Street near Wrangell Avenue. That land is being sold to finance the renovation of the municipal building and fire hall. Another parcel on Sandy Beach Road was rezoned from public use to single-family residential in preparation for that sale. Also Monday, the Assembly approved $56,000 worth of design work for PND engineers for future repairs on the dam at City Creek Reservoir. That work would fix decades of erosion on the spillway of that dam, which holds one of the borough's two drinking water sources. Overall, the project is expected to cost $420,000. Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta briefed the Assembly about the project.
You know, we've got a pretty good idea of what needs to be done, and, you know, there could always be surprises, but we've had the engineer out to look at it, there don't seem to be any underlying issues that we know about yet that could, you know, add a lot of cost to the job. So far, it seems pretty straightforward.
The Assembly also voted to renew an annual $42,000 contract with Ray Matuszewski, the borough's lobbyist in Juneau. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.